Coach Pagano's on the phone, guys. Be ready.
All right. We'd like to open up for questions.
Hello.
How you doing, Coach?
Good.
Coach, I guess to start things off, you know, a lot of us haven't really seen Andrew Luck play during the preseason. What's your expectation for him going into his debut here?
Well, I think probably like his, you know, expect him to, you know, play well and play at a high level. Certainly we know there's going to be some mistakes made. He'd be the first one to tell you that. But, you know, he holds himself to a high standard as well as, you know, his teammates and so forth. So expect him to come in and play well.
Coach, how has a guy like Dwight Freeney been able to transition from defensive end to outside linebacker?
You know what, he's done an outstanding job, especially for a guy that's, you know, had his hand in the dirt for so many years and lined up basically in one spot and coming off the edge and being the player, you know, the player that he's been for so long. He spent the whole offseason here learning the new system, terminology, calls, things like that. So he's done a little bit of this, you know, in his past, so it wasn't totally foreign to him. He's a really bright guy. He understands football. He gets football. So the transition's been smooth just because of the time he's put in.
Coach, when you look at some of the new pieces on the Bears offense and some of the returning pieces, where does your eye go first?
Well, you know, they've got obviously a ton of weapons, you know, and you know, picking up a guy like, you know, Brandon Marshall is definitely something that catches your attention and catches your eye. You've got to take care of him. Obviously, the quarterback and him have history together. He's what we would call a game wrecker. He can change a game. Big, long, fast, athletic guy that can do a lot of things. Of course, the running back has been there and he looks healthy and those type of things. So there's a number of guys on that squad on both sides of the ball and special teams that are, you know, they're really good players and game wreckers, and we've got our hands full on both sides of the ball.
You mentioned special teams also. I mean, how do you approach a guy like Devin Hester on special teams?
Well, hopefully he'd like to say we don't have to punt, but I'm afraid that's probably not going to happen. You know, we're going to have to kick off to the guy, and we're going to have to punt to the guy. So he's arguably one of the best, if not the best, you know, in the history of this game at returning kicks. And we got to do a great job of containing him and try to keep him corralled and make sure he doesn't get loose, you know, for a big play. And so, you know, if we don't have to kick to him, certainly we'll try not to.
What will surprise you more, if Urlacher's on the field Sunday or not on the field?
I fully expect him to be there. If he's not, you know, I know I've watched, you know, enough tape to know that there's plenty of talent in the linebacking corps, you know, over there. So, you know, we expect him to play, and we expect him to be out there, and that's how we're planning moving forward.
Any other questions, guys? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.